Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
New county district maps presented by Republican state legislators are awaiting approval, potentially bringing some major changes to local leadership. Redistricting was left up to the legislature after the Athens-Clark County Mayor and Commission failed to vote unanimously on a locally proposed option. The new maps were released on Thursday, and they show some existing commissioners drawn out of their own districts, in addition to changes in representation for neighborhoods like Five Points and the city of Winterville. Our panel, Gwen O'Looney with WXAG and Chris Dowd with Athens Politics Nerd, is here to discuss this and other local issues. So I do want to make sure we emphasize that this new district map hasn't actually been approved yet. It needs to be approved by the legislature and signed off by Governor Brian Kemp before taking effect. But as the maps stand, what are the most important changes residents should know about?
Well, there's so many people affected by this, and the changes, they affect the numbers of the district, the election times that when people get to vote on their representative, who their representative will be. This is a huge adjustment for our voters in this county. So there is a huge job that has to be done, not only by the Board of Election, by district commissioners, and by other citizens, our media.
Yeah, I agree. I think the biggest change that Athenians can expect is that, you know, you might be in a different commission district. I think about half of Athens will be in a different district, might even be over half, I'm not sure. And then the other really big change is that three commissioners will be removed from office because they've been put in different districts. So you might have a different commissioner, and that might be because you're in a different district or because your commissioner was removed, one or the other.
Who are those commissioners who are in danger of basically being written out?
That's Commissioner Melissa Link, Tim Denson, and Russell Edwards.
Right. That is not an accident. They actually changed the number of the districts so that they were able to impact the three most aggressive, most progressive, active commissioners coming up for election. So this whole thing has been orchestrated to gut the commission of some of its most important leadership in a time when that kind of leadership is really needed. We're getting a lot of money for COVID concerns, and we need people that care about these concerns and are educated about them.
We did, Martin Matheny actually spoke with those commissioners earlier in the show to get their reaction to being sort of, in old survivor terms, being voted off the island.
Yeah, and don't think that, Mariah Parker and Jesse Houle were left out of this because, their districts were changed substantially. So even though they're in even districts and they're not up for election, their districts were changed a lot. So that might make it harder for them to win in the future.
Athens representatives cited protecting communities of interest as part of their decision-making process for the new maps. Does this accurately reflect potential outcomes of this redistricting, and what might have legislators failed to consider?
Well, I first want to say that these were not Athens representatives. These are Republicans that have had to use chicanery to win their seats in the House. There's only one representative in our delegate that would be seen as representing Athens, 70% of Athens voters. And he was not included in any of these meetings or informed about the process as the Republicans were moving it forward.
To your question, I would say that it depends on which communities of interest that we're interested in. So I think Five Points, it definitely has, there is a Five Points district now, whereas before it was split up into maybe three districts. But then other communities of interest haven't been protected. Like East Athens was split in half with this proposal. So I think it really depends on which communities we're talking about.
No, I agree with a lot of what Chris has said, but I feel like them saying that it was communities of interest were honored is laughable when you look at the difference between the integrity of communities of interest in our current districts and what was developed. I think the real question is communities of interest, how are they defined? And when you look at our current districting map, I think that they are well represented. The new map, in my mind, is designed to accentuate the outer rim of Athens-Clarke County and reduce the impact of the inner city districts that are the most politically active.
And this isn't the first time for Athens. The city already went through a round of redistricting last year when the Georgia General Assembly added an additional House district. So now let's discuss how redistricting at the state level has already changed the way Athens might be represented. We'll start with you, Chris.
Well, yeah, right now we're going to have four state representatives in the General Assembly, and we used to have three, and but three of them now will be Republicans, and they won't live in Athens, and only one, like Gwen, like you mentioned, will live in Athens, and that's Spencer Fry, and that will remain.
But those three Republicans needed another split of the Athens vote to assure them of being reelected. That is the intimidation of our strength of progressive. I don't think of it as just democratic, but I think of it as smart voting is a challenge to them, such that they are having to keep splitting us up.
Well, Athens is consistent. You know, it's consistently a blue dot in a sea of red. And, you know, that gets us some attention. What's the likelihood of this not going into effect?
None. I don't waste your breath trying to stop this. They didn't listen when we went to the pre-hearings. They're not going to listen now. We need to move on. We need to find qualified candidates that have the time and the energy and the smarts to do this very important job. And we need to elect them and continue moving forward.
I still think it's worth contacting them about it because, you know, they did do a whole press release about this and they're like trying to gain support for it. So I think that our opinions do matter probably at least a little bit. And there still could be a court challenge about it that might at least delay it from going into effect.
A court challenge cannot win. This is not the only legal thing the court can address is whether or not the minority districts were underrepresented. And this does not do that.
I'm not sure that's guaranteed with these maps splitting East Athens. I think I could see the new District 2 and 3 being represented by a white person as this goes forward. But I think it's possible that there could be a challenge. But yeah, I'm not a lawyer, so maybe you know more than I do about that.
The only thing that can be challenged is the racial representation. Underrepresentation is not a problem with this, either one of the districts drawn.
Well, I did mention earlier that we spoke with the commissioners who are affected immediately. And we also reached out to the state lawmakers who released the press release about this decision. And we have not heard back from them as of yet, but we are offering them an opportunity to come on the show and discuss this and sort of address the criticisms of what's happening here.
Well, one of the things we haven't even addressed is the three commissioners who literally said they would prefer the legislature to draw the districting map. And supposedly, according to our senator, have applauded their draft. And this is Allison Wright, Mike Hamby, and Evita Thornton.
She abstained from voting, but I do know our producer reached out to the two commissioners who did vote against it to see if they would come on the show as well. So we will see. The invitations are out there for people to discuss all sides.
Mm-hmm. And all three of them got very safe seats for themselves. So I'm sure they are happy with it, to be honest. Yeah, why wouldn't they be?
We are out of time for today's show, and I do want to thank my panelists, Gwen O'Looney with WXAG and Chris Dowd with Athens Politics Nerd. Thank you so much. Stay with us, everyone. We'll have more Athens News Matters after the break.